You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Two-thirds of Americans favor some restrictions on cell phone use in cars and on airplanes. Communications expert Michael Traugott discusses some findings from a recent survey.
About 6 in 10 of the survey respondents said that they had been disturbed by a cell phone in some public place, on the street or in a park or some irritating conversation. And so then we asked them whether or not they thought there should be a law that prohibited the use of cell phones in public places. Only a small plurality said that there should be such a law, but there was a big difference between cell phone owners and non-owners. The cell phone owners were much less likely to say that there should be such a law. They were much more willing to forgive their own behavior than the non-cell phone owners, who similarly felt irritated.
Was that surprising when you saw that particular finding?
It was surprising, especially in juxtaposition to another finding that we had, asking people about whether or not they thought that a ban on the use of cell phones and airplanes should be continued. And their large majorities thought that cell phone use shouldn't be allowed in airplanes. And there was no difference between cell phone owners and non-owners. My interpretation of that is that cell phone conversation in an airplane is taking place in an enclosed space, and you can't really get away from it if it's a passenger next to you or just a row or two in front or behind. In a public place, you could speak to the person or you could walk away from the conversation to another quieter place, which wouldn't be possible in an airplane. And this juxtaposition, I think, makes sense, although I didn't understand this before we saw the findings.
As the adoption of cell phone use grows, the level of irritation over their use in public has apparently grown as well.
And so it's easier to observe. It would be more common to observe someone using a phone while driving. Or it would be more likely that you would encounter some loud person on a cell phone in a public place, at a bus stop or in a bus or on the street. The encounters that ordinary citizens are having with other cell phone users is growing as the rate of adoption of the cell phone grows.
Would public sentiment ever lead to increased restrictions on cell phone use?
You have organized commercial interests, the cell phone companies, the service providers, who are not interested or opposed to constraints on the use of cell phones. And then you have essentially citizens groups that are concerned about a variety of safety issues. These organized telecommunications industries probably have better contact and more regular contact with legislators than these citizen groups do. So to the extent that this would be a matter of state law, for example, the citizens groups have been unsuccessful. If you think of the measure of only 4 states adopting any kind of regulation on cell phone use while driving as an indicator.
This survey of 849 people will be repeated to see how attitudes are changing. Michael Traugott is a professor of communication studies and a senior research scientist in the Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.